Hello, and welcome to the D&D podcast. It looks like I'll be monologuing here for a little bit while we wait for the other host. Now, I got a friend here. We got a deer we're going to be cutting up while I talk to you people, and I don't know, for whatever reason, he doesn't really want to talk about it, but I know that he's quote-unquote legal. All right, so that's not the problem. Ah, and here's the co-host. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the D&D podcast, Dimensions, Dungeons, and Dragons.com.
Dot who?
What?
What?
What? Dot com.
Oh, okay.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Hey, I got a podcast in my...
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Well, I'm walking around, and I'm going to go get some firewood so we can smoke up this fire, so we can make some hot water, so we can wash our hands. So, but, it's actually picking up pretty good on its own right now.
What's cooking up?
The fire in the stove.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, my handy-dandy little LED replacement of fluorescence light bulb is pretty handy and pretty darn bright. We're going to be butchering under that. Ah, we went and got cleaning material so we can wash the table. And I'm going to go get some more firewood that we can throw in. Yeah, I'm going back out.
No, that's what I got to understand. She's taking a bath.
Ah. Well, we need some of the water to rinse it off with. Or we can even spray water on it.
Right.
I'm going to go get some firewood sticks if my co-host would talk. He's there.
Yeah.
He's in my pocket.
Let me out. I'm stuck in your pocket.
Yeah, so is everybody else in podcast land.
Something like that.
I have the podcast in my pocket. It's a pocket cast.
Pocket cast.
Yay.
Well, before we get started with PK, Red Towers.
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Apparently. The difference is last night.
Do what?
Yeah, apparently some of them don't get the concept of beta.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And...
Well, some people are retarded. They expect everything to be just magical poof. It's just like truck driver, products. A lot of people hate truck drivers. They don't like truck drivers, but yet they want their crap. They think it just magically appears on the shelf. It doesn't just, this ain't a magic world. This isn't Harry Potter.
Yeah, they get impatient with, they want the thing now, but they get impatient with the way it arrives. Yep.
Yeah, they want it yesterday.
Well, yeah, there's Californians that honestly believe, and probably don't get too, but in the state of California, there were, I'll say, because they were, just out of high school or college or whatever, that manufactured in the back of the store. And were none too happy that their particular type of milk wasn't being made for them. Like, you made all this other milk, why isn't it? Cut some more milk.
We didn't get 90% of that.
Sorry. The short of it is there's some Californians who believe that milk is made in the back of the store. If you told them it came out, it's grossed out. Just like a 5-year-old daughter was eating a hamburger and said she'd never, ever, ever eat a cow. One, I'm ashamed of myself that I allowed my 5-year-old daughter to be that stupid. But, you know, it's that kind of
public education.
Oh, she hasn't been. You know, and so she probably, you know, didn't realize the connection wasn't made on TV that you're eating an animal. You know? So.
That was once a human and reincarnated.
Yeah, something like that. All right. Here we go. All full of really hot in it. Is my right? I'm guessing Jerry's there now.
You what?
I'm guessing Jerry's here now.
Oh.
Yep, Jerry are here. All right, and I'm going to let some of the heat out while I bring the wood in.
All right, well, before we get on to Red Sour, hey, can you mute your line?
Sure. Yeah, let me reach down in my pocket and do that. Parting.
Okay. Because we can't understand 90% of what you say. All we're getting is background noise anyway. Okay. So, I want to start out by saying we got international numbers, so people can call in now from like 62 different countries. We didn't have that before. We have that now. And we are now discontinuing the Sunday podcast. So we're just going to be continuing with our Saturday podcast as before. No more Sunday podcast. So, bada boom, bada bing. I mean, you know, if you want us to do a special podcast on a special day, let us know. And we will. And also on a special subject. You know, feel free to call in. We don't have to talk about PK. We don't have to talk about Red Towers. We don't have to talk about Dungeons and Dragons. We don't have to talk about anything specific. We can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We actually prefer callers because it helps liven up the show and it helps gives us, you know, helps give us different things to talk about. You know, somebody calls in with material that they want to discuss. And, yeah, it just helps. Most all of our podcasts that we had callers were better than our non-caller podcasts. We had a few good non-caller podcasts, but set this phone up. Yeah, most all of our podcasts were better when we had callers. So please feel free to call in. Anyhow, one thing I wanted to touch on. David might want to key in on this, but when he's available and has decent signal.
Yeah, I'm moving down to the other end while they process the deer.
All right, we talked about fracking last weekend, and I was wrong.
Wrong about what?
They do use dynamite.
You got a knife?
Yeah, but just how much dynamite do they use?
That's a good question. I don't really know. From what I understand, it's not really a lot. But how it works is what they're doing is they're drilling down into the earth like you drill for water. Huh? And then what they do is they send down and they pack this thing with dynamite. They send it down and it blows out, I guess, cavities to the left, to the right, to the north, to the south, southeast, northeast, blah, blah, blah. So it's shooting out sideways and it's shooting out because, like, there's these little pockets. And you can't drill one hole and hit all of the pockets unless you use dynamite. They had to drill a whole buttload of holes.
Okay, so they are shocking the ground in order to get everything.
Right. So what they do, and this shock goes for about a mile or two. Wait, no. Yeah, for about a mile or two. So what they do is they drill down so far, and then they do these explosives outward to basically open up the cavities and bring them all, connect them all the cavities, basically. And then what they do with the sand is they'll bring in the coarser sand. They'll put the coarse sand down in first, and it fills in the hole. So they're putting in the sand to fill in these holes. They put the thickest sand in towards the oil first, and then they put finer sand in between, and then even smaller finer sand last. So that the sand acts as a filter. But it's also plugging these holes so that the earth won't collapse. So drilling for water may be just as bad, if not worse, or maybe not as bad, I don't know, as drilling for oil. Because when you drill for water, you don't do that. You drill straight down. You tap the water, you drain the water, and there's this big hole under the earth. And then you have potential chances of sinkholes.
Well.
Anyway, so they're putting sand in those cavities to fill the void, and the sand acts as a filter. And so that's
right, but what you're describing sounds like a lot like mudjacking. On a larger scale.
Mudjacking?
Yeah, mudjacking is a process where you've got a cement slab, you know, maybe the sidewalk in front of your house, and it's tilting and it's all whatever. Or even your house, the slab your house is sitting on might be tilting for whatever reason. You know, the corner of it might have cracked off and it's falling. All right? Well, they have this process that they developed where they pump in a slurry of mud or even cement underneath, and it jacks it back up.
Right.
Okay, and what you're talking about is they'll do the dynamite and create a cavity, and then they fill it in with sand so it doesn't come back. Well, that cavity wasn't there until they dynamited.
Right. The cavity was there to dynamite it and or took out the oil. So, yeah, they're filling
in
the cavity.
Yeah. So if they only replace what they took out, volume-wise, everything should be fine. But if you do that on a continuous basis and you're always shoving in a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, you might get a mudjacking effect, and that's pretty much what causes earthquakes in the natural. Is a buildup of pressure. And if they build up enough pressure down there, you're going to get these little tremors. And that now that kind of makes sense that we're getting these little tremors, 2.4, 3.1. You know, no, that's really small. You know, 3.1 is a really small earthquake. I doubt if you'd feel it with your legs if you were standing over the top of it when it happened. You know, I don't think you'd even hear a dish rattle. But they're happening. You know, and they're happening along this new fault line I've seen. So
yeah.
So now
fracking, drilling for oil could possibly be a cause of earthquakes. They say it's not, but that doesn't mean it's so. Mm. It is or it isn't, but it could be, it could not be.
Don't have enough facts, but it is something to look into. I mean, if somebody has the facts, hey, I'd like to hear from them, you know, and make it verifiable. You know, it's, you know, little experiments we can do at home in order to verify the, you know, this stuff for ourselves, you know. Well, okay, here's an experiment you can do at home. When you're doing work on your engine and it's time to pull out that pilot bearing, all right, you can do your own little mud jacking project with that. You get a little steel rod that fits inside the bearing where the transmission used to go through. All right, you get a rod just that size, and you get basically you take wet newspaper and you fill in the hole. And then you put your little steel rod in the hole. It should be loose enough it just slides in and out, but tight enough that there's not any room for anything to come back out. And you just tap on that with a hammer, and all the little bits of paper shove against the back of the bearing and eventually lift the bearing right on out. And you just pack more and more in until it's in there. And that's what mud jacking will do to your cement. You know, basically they force it in and it raises your cement up back to where it was. And what you're describing sounds an awful lot like mud jacking.
Yeah.
So you know, they could literally be lifting up the plate. Yeah, they could be literally lifting up the plate and you know, causing the plates themselves to be under pressure. And yeah, I was watching Joe do interesting things. Yay! Yeah, they're setting up a carving station here in the greenhouse. It's pretty cool. All right. So I think Joe's going to cut off the hunks, and Jerry's probably going to be doing the size reduction plan of the packaging. So, all right. As long as there's any green and purple meat on that thing.
Nah, there's no molds. It's all red right now at this point.
Yeah, that's another story. I'm not going to tell it here. All right. Yeah, we'll let Jerry tell that story if he wants to. All right.
All right. So, that's following up on last week's podcast with the whole earthquake fracking thing. So, I may be aiding and abetting in earthquakes. Yay.
Might be. But you did give me food for thought. I mean, just how much are they doing? That's the question. You know? You know, honestly, it's hard for me to imagine, you know, they could pump truckload after truckload worth of sand down the hole.
I'm gonna go ahead and cut the legs off.
I don't know, just how many truckloads of sand would it take to move a continental plate?
That is a good question.
You know? So, you know, we might find out there's a certain number, and that certain number occurs every 3 days, and hey, there's an earthquake every 3 days, you know?
Fracking frackers.
Sand packers is what they are.
Well, I guess it's better than being a fudge packer.
I would agree. I would agree.
Okay, so. Oh, and we do have official permission to talk about DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com on Red Towers.
Oh, cool. Oh, we were doing it without permission before.
No, we did have permission. I don't know who I got permission from, but Outcast said in chat, oh, I said, I said, podcast in 45 minutes, happy face. He says, have you asked Apple if you can advertise here, question mark. Gux said, probably not. Then he said, sue him. And then he said, LOL. So I K-I-K'd him. And I asked him for Apple's kick. And I told him, I says, if I remember correctly, I talked to him in the beginning, and he was okay with it since we were promoting Red Towers on the podcast. We used to do a PK podcast, but now it's all about RT. Well, not all about, but a lot about. And he said, if Apple said it was fine, then it's okay. And then he actually asked him, and then he said it's okay to advertise.
There you go. Hey, could you make that Sawzall a little quieter?
Come over and put your hand over
it. Yeah, but my screens might drown it out.
I gotta check my box real quick. Make sure it's ready to rock and roll. I forgot to check my box. I checked my truck, but I forgot to check my box.
For shame, for shame.
Well, I'm not under load yet. Okay, it's empty. And the bottom is closed. Now I gotta check the top. Do what?
Nothing. Just being stupid.
Well, I'm feeling a lot better than I was last weekend.
That's good. Yeah, about the time they start cutting down the middle of the spine is about the time I'm going to mute my my mic.
Well, the deer's mostly dead. It won't scream much.
That's all right. Kano's on the other end banging on steel plate. Over there. So...
Okay, the top is secure. Now I'm the one making noise.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're just commenting on that.
All right. Now I'm done making noise.
Yay.
Yeah! And now I just sit and wait for my load. Still waiting for a load. So I got a bunch of notes from the podcast before the podcast.
Okay.
Not last weekend, but the weekend before.
All right.
I talked about international numbers. You'll go to the website, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. I got links
to our international numbers. Well, this is actually from a commercial I heard on the radio. Some law firm was saying, don't fight the IRS alone. Call this law firm, blah, 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 crap.
Yeah, and they'll just sell you down the river.
Pretty much. They just want a piece of the action, that's all. They want some money for themselves. And, my comment is, no, don't fight the IRS alone, and don't call lawyers who work for the government or with the government. We must fight them together, all of us, we the people.
Support your neighbor when he's fighting the IRS.
Right. Well, yeah. Don't be like, oh, them stupid Amish aren't paying taxes like the rest of us. We need to go. The Amish need to pay taxes. No, we need to follow in their footsteps, and we need to not pay taxes too.
There you go. But the Amish do pay taxes.
You know, yeah, I know, but they didn't used to.
Get driver's license. They actually get a driver's license so that they can pay taxes.
Well, I know, but they didn't used to. It's the community's fault that they have to now because the community didn't stand behind them.
Yep, yep. Yeah, well, but then again, the community did help them out with Social Security. They used to take Social Security taxes from the Amish, and the Amish do not in any way, shape, or form receive those benefits. They don't want anything to do with them. You know? And so a lot of people actually backed up the Amish when the Amish, you know, were trying to not pay those.
Well, at least they did that.
Yep. That and Medicare. So, you know, if you're Amish, you're exempt. Honestly, I think we should become Amish. From what I can see, you know, we start up our own congregation and we become, you know, we allow them to drive certain types of vehicles.
But they must be white.
No. We'll accept blacks and Indians and that's not what you're talking about. Now all the vehicles must be green.
Green, there you go.
Green, purple, or gold?
Gold. I don't like the gold cars because when the sun is setting on certain types of roads, the gold-colored cars look the same color as the road when the sun is reflecting off of it.
Yeah. I used to wear these blue blockers, and certain brown cars would literally vanish when I put the blue blockers on.
Right.
Could not see them. They were the blue blockers made those cars blend in with the color of the road.
Yeah, I had an accident one time because I couldn't see the car. It blended in.
Ouch.
Yeah. I didn't see the car until it spun out around me on the other side, and there was smoke everywhere.
Oh, shit. Scary.
Yeah, I clipped it. It was like NASCAR. I clipped the rear end of the car with my front end of the truck. I literally didn't see him until he came out the other side.
Yep.
The funny thing and the good thing is, one, nobody got hurt. Two, the only thing that was damaged was a taillight. Right?
All right. This is off subject. Ray Hall was downloading videos off the internet What was the name of the program he was using? Do you remember?
Oh.
It was a weird name.
I don't remember. If you said it, I would recall it, but I don't remember. It was like a 4-in-1 downloader.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's that's kind of like how it was addressing itself, like a 4-in-1 downloader.
Ah.
Speaking of which, I need to download that 4-in-1 recorder. I still have not got that on my phone, my new phone.
Let's see now. All right, that helps. Hmm. Yeah, I remember the weird name. The name of the program would not have said to me video downloader or downloader of any kind. It was just it was really an off the wall, you know, it was like calling it Shakespeare.
Interesting.
We'll call it Shakespeare, and that's going to be our downloader. The table's peeing on you. That or you're having your period.
Nice.
Hey, guys can be on the rag too, you know. It's supposed
okay,
to be
okay. This conversation is being recorded.
Yes, it's equal opportunity. I mean, you know, if we have to, if everybody has to be able to use the same restrooms, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, gender bender bathroom rules.
Yeah, I understand that, but how do we get from whatever we were talking about to that?
Oh, because Joe was commenting it looked like he peed his pants because the table leaked all over him in the wrong place.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, never mind. All righty.
All right. So, Red Towers, and then we'll get back to some more notes.
I'm noticing I can't upgrade anything anymore.
What do you mean by upgrade?
The axes, swords, armor, nothing. It all resets back to... As a matter of fact, I had something that was already level 7, and I upgraded to 8, and then 9, and then all of a sudden it was 0 again.
That's weird. I've never had that problem. I got 25... I got plus 25 of everything. Plus, I just bought. Somebody put some plus 25 stuff on the market, and I bought it.
Right. Well, yeah. I was trying to use up some of my gold so I didn't wrap around. And, yeah. Interesting.
Tag wants to know when the next updates are going to be. I said, never! Ha-ha!
Yeah.
Well, you know, somebody got on the chat and was talking about how it was a scam and blah, blah, blah. And so now it's kind of like my running joke. They're like, it's going to be They're like, it's going to be in beta forever. They have no intentions of taking it out of beta. All they're doing is taking money from people, blah, blah, blah. And so now I'm using that as my running joke.
Right. Yeah.
Because everybody's always like, when are the updates? When are the updates? What's going on? What's going on?
Never.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time they ask, I'm going to just be like, never! Ha, ha, ha! With a little devil. Smiley face.
No, I ain't got one on me. Might have one in the truck.
Okay, weapons. Gear. I do still have some plus five stuff. But everything else is plus 25. Maybe it's a glitch with your character.
It might be, and it could be the fact that every time I upgraded by one, I would re-log in so that I could see how much I spent. Because I want to chart out how much it costs to do the upgrades.
Well, there's a plus 25 dagger for sale for 5 million gold if you want it.
Right, but that doesn't give me any knowledge of how much it costs to achieve the upgrade.
Oh, I already know. It costs
737.
It costs about 2.5 million.
Okay.
The bureau cost.
Approximately 2.5 million to upgrade your gear to plus 25.
Well, okay.
I don't know how much per level.
Well, from level 0 to 1, it's 70 gold. From level 1 to 2, it's 330. So from 0 to 2 is 400 gold.
Yeah, I just did the math on how much it costs to go from 0 to 25.
Yep.
And it's about 2.5. It's approximately 2.5 million.
Yep. Well, I wanted to know for two reasons. One, I wanted to know that I had enough balance to do it. Whenever I went to do the upgrade. And two, I wanted to know what a reasonable price was to sell my items for once I upgraded them. And I guess I got to include in the price the cost of false starts, where they take my money and run. Because the game's been taking my money and running.
How dare they?
Yeah.
Oh, did you ever find out why you were running out of mana?
No, I never found out. I didn't run out of mana. I mean, I had 2 billion mana, and I lost 240.
Yeah, I know why. I was waiting till the podcast to tell you.
Okay, what is it?
It's just like with PK. I mean, the game's going to be as much like PK as possible in a positive manner. There are certain things that they didn't like about PK, so they're not going to do those things. But every time you upgrade your you level up in PK, it costs food to level up.
Okay.
So that's what it is. It costs mana to level up.
Oh, and most people in this game at this point wouldn't notice that because all they do is put their mana in the negative.
Right. Or they got a buttload of it like we do.
Right.
But it's not an even number like yours.
Right. Mine was dead even. And so when I went up a level, I lost some mana. That makes sense. So it has a use. So I've got enough mana to go up, a million level.
Okay, I'm going to get two beers right now.
Oh, you know, that's going to suck. That's going to suck when it's time for the no pays to go up in a level.
Do what?
Well, the people who don't pay, it's going to suck for them to go up a level. They're going to have to wait until they successfully talk somebody into selling something for mana, you know, buying something for mana.
Well, you buy mana for gold whenever you can. I mean, that's where Kano comes in. Kano is the hub master. I sell food for gold and gold for food.
Right, except right now you can't do that.
Right. Right now it's obsolete.
Right. Well, and it's totally unnecessary because there's a glitch in the market. As soon as they fix the glitch
right.
in the market, though.
That's what I just said.
Where am I? I'm
yeah.
Bill Shirley's Jerry Donald. He's doing your job.
You're talking, did you say that to Bill?
But yeah, so yeah, once the game restarts,
yeah.
then you'll see me in the hub selling food for gold and gold for food, and whatever
well, yeah,
else I get.
That's what got me in the first place. I was trying to test it out. I was trying to find out what the price break was. Well, Impos buys everything. You know, he stayed such in conversation on the chat. He just buys everything. He's got a negative balance, you know, so he doesn't care.
Well, he doesn't even move his character. He just hangs out in chat.
Oh, yeah. Well, he can't move. He only occasionally has positive gold.
I understand. Yeah, I buy up everybody's, well, not everybody's, most everybody's stuff.
Oh, that reminds me. When I take over Batman, we need to see if it shows up as you or if it shows up as me.
It'll show up as you.
Right now it shows up as you.
Well, it did, but I haven't logged in a while. If I logged in with a different phone, it would show up as Batman.
Right. And that phone would then be Batman. Anybody who logged in as off that phone would be Batman. So, question, can I change the password? How do you change the password in PK?
You can't.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to enjoy that. Oh, Joe's going to steal my other chair. Yeah, I need a high chair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I need a high chair because if you put your phone down below a certain level inside here,
yep.
it's a dead zone.
Right. Oh.
So I've got you up in the air. Yeah, you're on the warm end. Yeah, don't open the door.
Gux is slamming tag right now on the chat.
All right.
He's the one who wanted to know about the updates. Yeah. Gux says, Tag is being a dumbass or asking the same dumbass question every day. I said, we all want to know, but I'm sure they will tell us when they know. And Gux said, they won't tell us because every time they do, they come up a month late. It's been said repeatedly. That they will no longer release estimated release dates.
Oh, well, yeah. But when they actually do the release, they'll tell us.
Yeah. And so Tag did a thumbs up, and then Guck says, Tag is just a dumbass and cannot seem to comprehend simple information.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not picking sides on that conversation, so I'm just reading what was wrote. Because I don't dislike either one of them.
No. Trying to rig up a high chair for myself. Hey,
a high chair. How old are you?
Hey, Jerry, is this your high chair? Yeah, they didn't hear me.
Go ahead.
I think Jerry wanted it.
Oh, you want that high chair, that baby high chair?
Did he say baby high?
Baby high chair. Yeah, I'm staying near the phone, so if you want, you'll have to come get it.
You want it, Jerry?
So.
Not now, do you? It's all right right now.
Okay, well.
Can he sit in it? Jerry, can he sit in the high chair?
Yeah,
he said
he can. There we go. I got my chair settled now.
I don't know. He said you can sit in the high chair.
I wish the berries worked on a regular basis.
I need to be where I can talk to the phone.
Right, off the phone. Off the iPod. Podcast.
Right. Man, I need to stop talking to them and talk to you people over in podcast land.
Podcast land! Demented Dungeons and Dragons!
It's almost 8 o'clock. Why don't we run Ron Paul? You have that available?
I do.
I'm going to start working in commercial breaks.
Commercial breaks for what?
Well, you know, for our commercials.
You mean like truckerdate.com?
Yeah.
And offgridshingles.com.
There you go.
Well, you know, I just put my gloves back on. Here she goes, damn museum.
Formerly known as off-grid dating.
All right.
Here we go.
There's your advertisement. Here comes Ron Paul.
13th. Shutting down the Department of Education and returning control of the education dollar to the American people is the key to improving education. The best way to put the people in charge of education is by shutting down all unconstitutional bureaucracies, repealing the 16th Amendment, and ending the Federal Reserve's money monopoly. Since Congress is unlikely to restore constitutional limited government in the near future, supporters of quality education must advance policies aimed at giving Americans control over the education dollar so they can seek alternatives to the federally controlled system. This is why I have always supported education tax credits and deductions. When I was in Congress, I introduced legislation providing tax credits for contributions to education scholarship funds. These funds provide K-9 scholarships to lower-income students whose parents cannot afford private schools. These scholarship funds allow these children to escape government schools that have been ruined by federal reforms like No Child Left Behind and Common Core, as well as mandates such as the ones dictating what can be served in the school cafeteria. Including education scholarship tax credit is the tax reform bill currently being forced Congress would be a major step toward creating a free market in education. In a free market, parents should select the type of education that best suits the unique needs of their child instead of the demands of politicians and bureaucrats. Schools could compete on the basis of academics, extracurricular activities, and even lunch menus. Those with unique and innovative education ideas would be free to establish schools and prove their model's superiority. Moving to a free market education system would increase the amount of money spent on education of their children. This is because in a free market, resources would not be siphoned away from the classroom to support a bloated federal bureaucracy or to force schools to waste valuable resources, proving they are complying with federal regulations. By increasing competition, education scholarship tax credits encourage government-run schools to improve. The threat of losing more students may even cause local school boards and state boards of education to resist federal mandates. Thus, education tax scholarships can improve the education of all children. Some libertarians oppose education tax scholarships on the grounds that they are a form of government subsidy. Since education tax credits allow people to use their own money to support education, this claim only makes sense if one believes that all income is owned by the government, so any income not taxed away is a gift from government. This is a strange position for a libertarian to take. Other critics say that tax breaks for education or any other item distorts the market. They also claim that these tax breaks cause income taxes to be higher than they would be without these credits. These critics may have a point, but the answer is to force Congress to cut spending and reduce or eliminate all taxes, not to take away existing tax breaks. Almost all Americans agree that education should be generously funded. The only question is, who should control the education dollar, the federal government or the people? Anyone looking for the answer need only consider how American education has declined as federal rural government has increased. Education scholarship tax credits are an important step toward restoring control of education to the American people and providing a quality education to children from low-income families. Congress should help America's children and include education scholarship tax.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the...
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't hear all that. We're running saws all over here.
Well, basically, Ron Paul's got a bill in Congress to allow a tax credit for people that don't want to take their kids to public school and they want to homeschool them or send them to a private school of their choice.
Woo-hoo. Think of all the school supplies you get for your homeschooler if they give you that credit.
Okay, now.
Oh, I know. And he also talked about Common Core and how dangerous it was.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
He also talked about Common Core and how dangerous it was.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because they all start teaching for the test. You know, then you've got a bunch, you know. It's best that people don't know the same thing. Common Core would make sure everybody knew the same thing and only the same thing.
Yeah, there's a new movie. Well, I don't know how new it is, but it's called The Cleansing, I think. Have you seen it?
Cleansing? No.
I got it on my tablet. Yeah, it's basically kind of like a Common Core thing. It's like they have this Common Core test that they have to take every, like, I don't know, 5-10 years.
Okay.
And if you don't pass the test, then they snatch you up. They say, clean house. That's the... Since now, from looking at the movie, I haven't watched it yet, but I watched part of it, and I watched the trailer. From the way it appears, it's actually the reverse. They want to keep you dumb.
So if you don't, if you do pass the test, they get rid of you.
Right. Well, yeah. Just be, yeah.
But the brainwashing is that you have to pass the test, and if you don't pass the test, then they get rid of you.
Right. So all the people who know they failed, they say, well, that test is awful forgiving. I wonder what everybody's complaint is.
Right.
Oh, Mr. Brainiac down the street must have had must have had something wrong with his brain. So that's why they got rid of him.
Right. Yeah, must be something wrong with him.
Okay.
I'm not 100% because I didn't actually watch all of it yet, but hang on, I got it here on my tablet. I'm looking for it.
Yeah, I don't see any movie. What year was that? Do you know?
Hang on. Okay, it's not on my tablet. It's on my thumb drive. I got to plug my thumb drive into my tablet. I don't know. I think it was this year because I just found out about it.
Right.
Oh. Okay, I thought I lost it. I thought I left it in the last truck. I was like, oh, no. Here it is. That's the bad thing about not being in the same truck all the time.
You don't know where your stuff is.
Well, if you forget to take something out of the truck, you lose it.
I'll put this as a studio.
It's called The Thinning, and it came out in 2016.
The Thinning.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I couldn't find it. I found The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine.
Interesting. Yeah, okay.
My spell checker gave me The Thinking.
The Thinning.
Yeah, my spell checker turned it into The Thinking.
Oh, okay.
I corrected it, but I will actually go check that out.
I've been doing my homework on the origin of Yahweh.
Oh, the word?
Yeah. Remember a couple weeks ago I said something about Yahoo?
Yeah. Same origin.
And that's, huh?
Same origin.
Yeah, spelled YHW.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, that was one of the many gods back when people were doing polytheism. And they just adopted one of the many gods and changed his name and called him the one true God.
Right. Yeah, actually pretty typical. Well, one of the Egyptians declared that Ra was the one true God. And when he died, they went back to their polytheism. But had his idea stuck, then the Egyptians would have been a monotheism. You know, the Egyptian religion would have been a monotheism under Ra.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Okay. That's all right.
Yeah, so, so apparently our Christian God came from the Egyptian god Shasu.
Okay.
Which Shasu
I don't know
Let's see here.
About 400, and then they, I got the discount, right? And then I got a 20% discount, and then I got
35%. Yeah. I don't know. I got a lot more reading to do. But basically, apparently they liked him over the other gods, and so they picked him.
Well, right. They didn't have to do as much alteration on that one to make it conform with their beliefs.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah.
All right. So, you heard Ron Paul better than I did. So he's talking about the schools and funding homeschooling basically the same way as public school, you know, earned tax credit for schooling. And he was saying, what was dangerous? The
well, he's talking about Common Core being dangerous, but he's also talking about, it's like, public school is dangerous.
And, well, yeah.
And he even said that, but he's like giving – the problem is here's the problem with what Ron Paul's trying to do. He's trying to put a bill through Congress to make the government not make schools reliant on the government.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. He didn't get the memo, apparently.
Right. Going back to PK, that'd be like petitioning HIT to pass a law within their kingdom to not bully people into a certain thing they wanted them to do in the first place.
Right. Yep.
You're not going to convince a bully not to bully somebody unless the bully has something to lose.
Yeah.
So, what does the bully have to lose is the question.
Yeah, it's hard to, yeah.
Because the bully wants us to be brainwashed into what the bully wants.
Right. Because he thinks that's the only way he can get it.
Well, what do people with power want? More power.
More power.
Right.
So stop asking me to give. Stop asking me to exercise less power.
Oh, that's
their
goal.
Right.
Well, but I have, you know,
I'm
up in
that. It's a mute point.
Yeah, basically, so, the only way you can control them is by taking power away from them.
Yeah,
and basically, that's through public ridicule.
Right, so petitioning the government to not do what the government wants to do is a pointless cause. You have to make the government do what you want it to do. You can't say, oh, please, can you not do this?
Right.
Please stop torturing us.
Right. All that's going to do is make them want to torture you more because they're going to get the jollies off. Like, ah, ha, ha.
Right.
It's just like people in RT chat who are sitting there harassing people. And you fight with them. And they're like, you know, they're getting their kicks off, you know, because, you know, you're feeding what they want to do. The best thing to do is just ignore them. But it's like when they're harassing people in chat and you fight with them, you're giving them what they want. So we have, you know, don't give them what they want.
Well, yeah, I've blocked one person because that's all I saw him doing. That's all he was doing. I mean, if he's doing anything else, all right, if you could hold an intelligent conversation with him in any way, shape, or form, I wouldn't have blocked him. But he just, there was no intellect there, none. So,
instead of blocking them, we should be reporting them.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Hang on a second. I think I'm about to be talking.
I think if people blocked him, he could shout to the rooftops and nobody would hear.
Now, are you driving for the company or are you driving for another company?
No, I work for the company. This is the company truck.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Now, I'll come up here the other day on Friday to see what they do as far as the owner operator, you know.
Okay.
And David, I mean, not David. What's his name? Jose or whatever?
I don't know. I'm not a day person, so I don't know hardly anybody on days.
Okay. Well, I was trying to figure out what we were talking about, but you wouldn't be able to help me with that.
No, but I can tell you who can.
Who? Somebody tonight?
Well, I really like
it. No. It's a recruiter. Have you talked to Brett down in Houston?
Not in Houston. I come up here and talk to a guy here. He works in the office.
Oh, you got to talk to Houston.
Okay, well, he's supposed to see me. He sent me over. Let me ask you this. Like, what did they pay y'all about a mile or a percent?
Okay. Company drivers, we have a base pay.
Okay.
And then we get paid per load. And the load pays by how many miles it is. So it's short load. It's all flat rates, but they're like groups. Basically like that.
Okay, how much?
Owner operators get paid similarly, but there's no base.
How much is the base?
As a company driver?
Yeah.
$3,000
a month.
And then you make whatever on top of that. So on average, we make about $75 per load on top of our base as a company driver. Now, as an owner-operator, I believe every load pays a minimum of $350. And then that's the shortest load. Then every, like, 50 miles extra, they pay an extra certain amount on top of that.
And the 50 miles extra.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to talk about it. How many stops do you have, and whether y'all run off-road or not? off-road?
What do you mean by off-road?
Oh, yeah.
We do a lot of back roads.
Really?
Yeah. And so, you know, you drive too fast to tear up your truck.
Yeah.
15 to 20 miles per hour.
That's what I'm looking at the tires they got on there. I think mine's low tires.
There's a guy here inquiring about working at this company.
Okay. You guys
we don't do a lot of back roads, but there are some. I mean, every load's going to have a back road on it.
Really? How many stops? Is it just one load per stop?
Yeah. And you can do two, maybe three loads a day.
And how often will it take them to get you unloaded?
Depends on how long the wait is at the well.
How heavy is these loads?
43, 44,
in the box.
I mean, this truck's 35.
Yeah, so you're total about 70. With
the box empty, this truck's 35.
Okay. All right, thank you. Do you have a restroom in here?
Yeah. On the right, you got the bay doors and you got the little door. Walk in there. It's right there on the right, first right.
Thanks.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, you can't really run legal and make money here as an owner-operator. Best thing to be is a company driver. But I'm back.
I'm back!
Yeah, well, you were always there. That was part of the podcast, listening to you talk about that. So.
That's cool. So, yeah, if you're looking at getting in the oil business, going to work for Sandbox, make sure you let me know. I get a $75 referral incentive. It's not a lot, but, hey, every little bit helps. And we do got a pretty high turnover here because there's a lot
Jerry,
of rules.
Jerry, we have zero listeners.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't have zero listeners. We probably have about a half dozen listeners or more. Because if you go look at our page, we got like six or seven. On average, we get about five or six likes. Of course, one of them is me half the time. But I try not to like our stuff until somebody else likes it. But then that way it doesn't look like I'm the only one liking our stuff. But we got a half dozen to a dozen listeners. We just don't have any callers. That's the problem.
Right.
But Michael said he'll just have to catch us on Saturdays when he's available.
Nah. So we're not doing Sunday.
No more Sunday podcast.
Good.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it's getting cool in here. I'm going to have to stoke up the fire.
Stoke that fire.
Yeah, we'll give it another 45 minutes, but.
All right, here's another thing on my list. David Ray's been bugging me about making lists.
Yeah, and then David Ray doesn't make a list.
Yeah, you do not make the grade.
Hey, Jay's cooking the fire, and he's supposed to be cutting up deer.
Well, Joe can hear you. Almost as well as you can hear us.
So, yeah, this company, real quick, I was starting to say this company's got a high turnover rate because there's a lot of rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines. And you can get fired pretty quick if you don't follow all the rules.
Right.
So, anyways, okay. I mean, shoot, one guy got let go because he wouldn't install an app on his phone because it's an app that we use for our job. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for the money you guys were making, buy another phone.
Exactly.
Buy another phone.
If you're worried about security issues. Yeah, if you're worried about security. Right. If you're worried about security issues, just buy a $25, $30 Walmart phone, tether it to your regular phone, bam. There you go.
There you go.
And it's a tax deduction.
A what? A tax deduction? For a phone? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yep. Yeah, that's another thing. People are complaining because we got, you know, we're not really making a lot of money. I mean, it's not bad money. I make $5,000 to $6,000 a month. I almost said a year. A month, which is not bad money. But, you know, the oil field, the oil industry, it's not as good of money as people make it out to be. You know, you got to work a lot of freaking hours. And you got to work you can't exactly do it legal. You know, it's like truck driving.
Right.
Legally, we're only supposed to be working 70 hours a week. But, you know, even though we're following the rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we're still breaking that rule. Because we work
84 hours a week. Minimum. Minimum. We have to show up for work a minimum of 84 hours a week. And oftentimes we work over that. But on paper, we're not always working. So technically, we're not working 70 hours a week. Speaking of which, I need to update my logbook. For example, as of today, for the last 8 days, 7 days, I have worked 56 hours. Which is actually not true. I've worked over 84 hours. But on paper, I've worked 56 hours. So that's how they get away with it. But as an owner-operator, I started out working here as a third party. And as a third party, you can't make any money here unless you work even more hours than that.
Okay. I got noise on this end, so I didn't really hear everything.
I'm talking about making money.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm not sure it's really worth it to do the oil business because you got to work a heck of a lot more hours to make the same amount of money. I mean, I'm going to stay here until this is no longer an option just because I am making good money. But I work more now than I worked when I was over the road. And I'm making about the same amount of money.
When all is said and done, you're making the same money?
I'm making about the same, maybe a little bit more. But I'm not sure it's worth it. But like I said, I'm going to stick it out until it's no longer an option. Because like one of the friends that I made here, he quit for two reasons. One, he thinks it's not safe here. I mean, he's like, man, they're out to get all of us. I'm like, well, it's not necessarily like that. It's just there's so many rules. You're bound to break one of them. It's kind of like our stupid government. There's so many rules that you're bound to break one of them. So I won't be here forever because eventually I'm going to break a rule and I'm going to get terminated.
Right.
If I don't quit first. So there's a high turnover rate here. Just because of the rules and regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines. That and taxes. We get paid every 2 weeks, so we're in a higher tax bracket than if you get paid every week. And so you got to file extra deductions in order to lower your tax bracket. And I kept trying to tell him that. But I think he quit because they were taking too many taxes out of his paycheck.
Right. Well, of course they're taking too many. Any tax
is
too much.
Well, yes, of course. Ah, I just got a loan.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Whoa, I've never been to this one.
Well, have we covered all the important points for tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about Red Towers more, but we didn't hardly talk about Red Towers at all.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Anything new that that we can talk about?
Only that you're making that trail like the devil's on your tail.
Uh-oh. Tag wants to know where I'm building my flags.
Right. Tell him you're building a trail to home. That's all he needs to know.
I said it's a secret, and I put a devil face.
Yeah.
All right, I said we are building a trail to home.
Right.
I'll say hint.
You just can't keep a secret.
No, I cannot. Kingo Futura. Area.
Yeah.
Well, see, if I say it that way, it might behoove them not to destroy our trail because other people are wanting to follow it as well.
Oh, yeah.
And other people may punish them for destroying, you know, other people may punish them for destroying our trail that we laid down for them.
Yep.
You know, because like, yeah, King of Pantera, he's not a powerful player in the game yet, but he was in PK.
Oh, yeah, and he'll figure it out, and he will be.
Right. People fear and or respect him. So that's why I drop his name. So that they might respect our trail. But our king and queen's going to want to use it as well if they come back to the game.
Yep.
Anytime soon. And Jazz, of course, and other people from our area is going to want to use it.
I mean, we got the total loss of bags here.
But once we get all the people we want up there, we may not want any more people coming up there.
Right.
And like I was telling one guy, as I, you know, someone was giving us shit because we were wasting our time in the game.
Right.
Because it's all going to reset anyway. I was like, well, you know, because he was online when that one guy was talking about the whole thing being a scam. And that it's going to be in beta forever and well, blah, blah, blah. And I told him, I said, well, if that one guy was true or he was correct, that this will be in beta forever, then we're not wasting our time. We'll just keep doing what we plan on doing, and it'll never reset.
Right. And if he's wrong, we're still not wasting our time because we're learning game dynamics.
That's true, too. It'll give us a head start.
Yeah, and, you know, even if we get a complete reset when they start the game over for real, you know, we already have the advantage of knowing how things work.
Right.
You know, Yeah, I would like to see them fix the market because I want to work out how the market's going to operate.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm sure he will. He was talking about stocks earlier, and I thought he was talking about the market, and he was actually talking about real live stocks.
By stalking the game and sell out when everybody's subscribing to it big time. When the game finally opens and it's getting lots and lots of players, then sell your stock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
is that the bag or
we want
to wait on people?
Yeah, they're not publicly traded. But they did say something about profit sharing.
Right.
On Facebook.
Well, how much do they want for an investment?
I don't know. I've been asking him, and he hasn't said anything. So apparently it's not a scam, because if he was wanting money, then he would have said something.
No, that's the best way to run a scam.
Okay.
You make the victim beg you. So, the subtle difference between a good investment and a scam is, you know, you might have to beg on both of them, but the one you get ripped off on. Oh, there went my co-host. He drove out of range. All right. Well, unless he calls in before I finish saying goodnight, folks, this is it. So, anyway, anybody who wants to call in, you can get information at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. And, hey, he just came back. So I'll let him do the disclaimer.
Hello, and welcome to the DD&D Podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Yeah, do the disclaimer.
I got to plug it in real quick. Hang on.
Well, it's the music now.
Twelve Reasons Why Old Souls. Demented Dungeons and Dragons Disclaimer. Asterisk Legal Notice Asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others if you would like them to pray for you. Love others if you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. but we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and flesh or other animals. We are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us. Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk.
So, a lot of the things in our disclaimer actually also can apply to Red Towers.
Okay.
You know, do what's right when it's right because it's right. You know, defend and protect your community. Do what's right by your community, your homeland, your people. There's good people and there's bad people in this world. And there's going to be good players and bad players in this world. Or in this game. And we, the good players, need to, you know, team up and help defend each other against the bad players.
All right.
So even if this life is a game, as David Gray thinks it is, the same rule still applies. No, we got bad players. We need to, you know, we need to stand up for and defend and protect the good players. I'm gonna put on my tombstone. I'm not really dead. I will respawn in 15 minutes, or I will respawn, or see you in 15 seconds.
Yeah, nobody understands that except the game players.
Yeah, I'm putting that on my tombstone.
Not really dead. Be back in 15.
Yeah. I'll be back in 15. Which, who knows? We probably do come back, just as a different player.
I actually have a theory about that.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if it's valid, but I mean, you know, the only way to test it would be for you to die, and you'd be the only one who'd know. All right. The universe splits, and you're still there. I didn't say kill yourself. You'd have to die. All right. Anyway, so the universe, you don't remember dying, but everybody in the other universe remembers you dying.
Right.
You know, so every time you have a catastrophic accident, the universe splits.
Kind of like an atom.
Off another alternative reality. So there'd be one where you died and one where you didn't. Never mind.
That's under our heads.
It's a thought experiment. Under our heads. Anyway. I'm unwilling to test it.
Oh, come on. Let me test it for you. I'm sure your ex won't mind.
No. Yeah. Actually, at this point, I think she could care less one way or the other one. One way or the other.
Purple llama.
Purple llama?
That's what somebody said in chat.
Okay.
Icetrahan. T-R-A-H-A-N. Icetrahan. I know why people think we're noobs, because our profile says, well, yours don't, but some of our profiles say N-U-L-L, null, and so they think the null people are brand new.
My other profile does.
Yeah.
But when they look at my profile, they see BD&D. They don't see David Ray. So I don't know. All righty. I don't hear you. All right,
so this concludes the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to DK, Red Towers, and Dungeons and Dragons.
All right, good night, all.
All right, see you next Saturday. Please call in. Okay. Bye. I'm going to work. DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. I may also be an investor with Red Towers in the near future. Might even be a participant in development. I'm an IT guy, but I don't know anything about gaming. But I just petitioned them that if they want or need my help, feel free to let me know. They offered me to be a mod or asked me why I did not apply to be a mod, because I guess maybe they think I should be. I clicked on the wrong button. Here it is. But I'm just too busy right now. But maybe in the future, I might be a more active participant in the behind-the-scenes adventure. We'll see. So stay tuned for that. All right, talk to you later. Party on. Don't work too hard. Don't play too hard. You know how all that stuff goes. Okay, bye.